So what were you doing when you were 19? Did it involve running a large political entity? I didn't think so. Imagine being just barely legal, your mother being killed, and now you have to take her place as the head of a political party. It happened to a student at Oxford, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. He has not lived in Pakistan since he was a young boy, but was named the ceremonial leader of the PPP last week. Maybe you can't imagine that kind of responsibility, but there's a person here in the States under the legal drinking age who can kind of relate. He took charge of an entire town at the age of 18. Sam Jewell was elected mayor of Roland, Iowa, days after his 18th birthday. Now, the ripe old age of 20, he just ran for a second term and won. And to top it all off this week, he'll be participating in his first caucus. Mayor Sam Jewell, thanks for joining us. Hi, Mr. Mayor.
Hello.
So, Sam, what was, or can I call you Sam?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So what was your first reaction from people during your first term, people's first reaction to you when they realized that you, a teenager, were the mayor?
I thought their first reaction was pretty good. I thought I received a good level of support from the people in the community.
What was the first question they asked you?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, of all your duties, which has been the most challenging to you because of your age?
I'd say the most challenging is just getting over that initial shock that you're actually here and you've managed to get in to that position. Maybe in the biggest challenge was getting respect from some people, maybe. I don't didn't think about that.
So what did you think about when you decided to run for mayor of this town? What was your intention? What was your motivation?
Well, I was at a friend's house, and one of my friend's fathers is a city employee, and the city clerk was over, and she mentioned, well, looks like nobody's going to be running for mayor again. And I decided, I'll do it.
Well,
And my motivation there was, I've always been politically active, and I decided, I should take this to the next step. And because I didn't want Roland to be on the news again for not having anybody running for office.
so who'd how did it work? The town just didn't have a mayor, or?
Well, they appoint somebody. The city council would then appoint somebody to the job. They'd find someone willing to do it who wasn't willing to run.
Is it like an unpaid job and it gets lots of hassle for?
It gets paid. I haven't experienced a whole lot of hassle. I mean,
Okay.
you'll have the occasional call about a dog or a neighbor burning leaves or, they need to have the roads cleared off faster.
So, Sam,
But
when you were campaigning, how did you answer this question? Because it had to come up. When somebody said, "Hey, so what makes you think you're old enough and have enough experience to be the mayor of a town?"
well, my answer there was is while experience is valuable, it's not always necessary. I mean, the fact that I'm younger doesn't mean that I might not have a new perspective to offer to something. And that maybe sometimes we get in that rut of demanding experience and we punish ourselves because we don't give the person that might have a different way of looking at things a chance.
Now, I know you balance school and you have a part-time job. What is it?
I'm a valet parking attendant at the local hospital.
All right, so you're in school, part-time valet parker, mayor of a town. How are you balancing this all? Like, what's the portion of
I've
your day?
always been busy. I mean, I don't know. The minute I hit high school, I was in, band, chorus, the debate team,
Running the
football,
town.
wrestling, paperboy.
Do you think some of the people whose cars you park ever give you an extra big tip because they want their driveways cleared?
We actually aren't allowed to take tips.
Oh, that's the
Wait,
worst valet job I've ever heard of.
as mayor, you're not allowed to take tips, or as the valet, you're not allowed to take tips?
Well, both because the hospital is a public
Oh, I get it.
institution, so we can't take over $3.
Hey, on a serious note, I mean, obviously you're a politically active person and young man, and you watch the news. When you saw that Benazir Bhutto's son was taking over the entire political party, what did you think? What went through your mind?
I wasn't all that shocked. I mean, I think it was a good move. And I remember when a couple weeks ago when Benazir Bhutto had said, you know, my security is not good enough and something might happen to me. So she probably thought about who would succeed her in the event that she was killed, and it was probably a good decision.
But from his point of view, I mean, you're roughly the same age that he is.
Yeah, close. Not going to Oxford, though.
Or Pakistan.
Hey, before I let you go, I understand you're taking part in your first caucus tomorrow?
Yep.
So what are you anticipating? What are you excited about it?
Well, I'm just excited because, I mean, that's the neatest thing about living in Iowa is everyone's kind of jealous because we get the first say. And I'm looking forward to it. I liked the attention. It can get kind of annoying when you'll have four commercials in a row that are all for presidential candidates, or you'll get called five times a day by the same campaign. But I'm excited just because I want to be a part of the process.
And are you leaning towards any one candidate so far? Has anybody really impressed you?
I'm probably going to either caucus for Senator Edwards.
Oh.
And have you gotten to meet any of the candidates yet?
I actually have not. My parents have all gone to see Barack Obama, and my sister's seen, I think, almost all of them. But I've been too busy to get around to seeing any of them.
You are the mayor, after all. And you've got a job and school. Hey, Mayor
Sam.
And cars
to park.
Exactly. Mayor Sam Jewell of Roland, Iowa. Population what?
1324.
Sam Jewell, thanks for spending some time. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Have a good time tomorrow.
Thanks.
I thought when Sam was going on his experience versus freshness spiel, he was an Obama guy. But
I thought a little bit too, yeah.
Jared Sandberg's coming here with some tips on how to be a better office mate because, people, you're making miserable mistakes. You need to stop microwaving salted cod. It's coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.